Thank you, Magda. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the RomReal fourth quarter 2013 results presentation. The Q4 report and investor presentation can be found on our homepage, www.romreal.com, or alternatively on www.newsweb.no. I, Harris Palaondas, and Chairman of RomReal, Kjetil Grønskag, will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. This conference call will also be recorded and put online on www.romreal.com. Please turn to page three of the presentation that was distributed together with the fourth quarter 2013 report yesterday. This is a summary of highlights of the fourth quarter 2013 results. Under IFRS, the NAV, or net asset value, was 0.5 per share or 4.4 Norwegian krone per share at the end of the fourth quarter 2013. This is a decrease of 8.6% compared to the end of Q3 2013, and adjusted to the new number of 41,367,783 shares following the 2.5-to-1 reverse stock split in December 2013. The 8.6% decrease in NAV is due to a 5.3% adjustment of the value of the property portfolio and 3.3% due to the foreign exchange movement. The company has commissioned an independent valuation by Knight Frank Romania for its property portfolio. This resulted in a 5.3% downwards adjustment of the value of its investment property, which is in line with the average market trend. The fourth quarter 2013 financial results highlights are a pre-tax loss of 2.25 million euro. Total assets at the end of the year were 33.9 million euro compared to 34.8 million euro at the end of 2012. In December 2013, the company executed a reverse share split. The reverse share split had as a result that the total number of shares in the company were reduced from 103,419,456 to 41,367,783, and the nominal value of each share changed from 0.001 euro to 0.0025 euro. The reverse share split did not change the value of the company's share capital, which remained at 103,419. Plot division sales. One of the plots in the company's land bank has obtained its urban certificate earlier in the year in order to be divided into smaller plots. This has taken place, and the company has sold the first of its recently divided plots that was fully paid in January 2014. Romania, as a country, had some positive macroeconomic news. A flash estimate from the National Statistics Institute suggests that Romania's GDP growth in 2013 reached 3.5%. The strong agricultural year, together with high export demand, were the main growth drivers. Nevertheless, the aforementioned driver keeps the future growth prospects strongly linked to Europe's overall economic development. If you please turn over to the next page. This slide is a comparison between the company's market capitalization and the IFRS net asset value. As mentioned before, the value of the properties has shown an average decrease of 5.3% compared to the end of the year 2012 valuation, mainly driven by the estimated decrease in value of the Romaya North plot. Fortunately, the limited number of comparable transactions in the market still makes it difficult to make precise estimates of market values. RomReal's market capitalization by the end of 2013 was approximately 27% of the IFRS net asset value. Please turn to page five. This is an overview of the company's land bank situated mainly in Constanța, with some plots in Bucharest and Brașov. There were no major changes in the company's land bank during the fourth quarter, with the exception of the sale of the first divided plot. Following the division of the Tatar Peninsula plots in Ovidiu Constanța, the company is progressing with selected planning upgrades of several other plots in the region of Constanța. If you would please turn to the next page. Earlier in the year, the company received the planning permission for dividing the Tatar Peninsula, which is a plot of 9,165 square meters, into smaller plots. This resulted in 12 smaller plots of surfaces between 357 and 1,533 square meters. In December 2013, the company sold the first of its smaller plots for a value of 49,000 euros, a price per square meter higher than the end-of-year valuation report. The plot was fully paid in January 2014. The management believes that more plots will be sold within the year as a result of the well-coordinated marketing efforts. Please turn to page 7. The purpose of this table is to track the changes in the net asset value or NAV of the company under international financial reporting standards. The investment property, which consists of the company's land bank, stands at 29,301,000 euro, resulting from a 5.3% write-down of the property portfolio following the 2015 year-end independent valuation by Knight Frank. Inventories mainly refer to developments that were stopped during the financial crisis, and in particular the Oasis development. Inventories at end of 2013 are 2,544,000 euro, written down somewhat 9%, following the year-end independent valuation by Knight Frank. Cash in the company at the end of the fourth quarter is 989,000 euro, plus an investment in a liquid bonds of euro 731,000. Total cash and cash equivalent at the end of the year was euro 1,720,000. Other assets or liabilities are minus 11,146,000 euro, mainly due to the Alpha Bank loan, the balance of which currently stands at 12,011,000 euro, including accrued interest. This gives a net asset value under IFRS of 21,688,000 euro, resulting in a decrease of 8.6% compared with the same quarter last year. The 8.6% decrease in NAV is due to a 5.3% adjustment of the value of the property portfolio, and a 3.3% due to the adverse foreign exchange movement. If you please turn over to page 8 for the financial highlights. The operating revenue of 116,000 euro consists of income realized from the land bank assets awaiting development, with the main contributor being the Balada market. Operating expenses of 447,000 euro consist mainly of salaries, land bank expenses, administration costs, taxes, etc. The other operating income expense of minus 1,496,000 euro is driven mainly by the change in the value of the investment property as a result of the change in the foreign currency exchange rate before translating them into the functional currency of the group. During the fourth quarter of 2013, based on the independent valuation report by Knight Frank, the company included an adjustment of the investment properties amounting to euro 1,646,000. This was partially offset by the movement of the exchange rate. The financial income or cost refers to interest expense accrued for the period with interest in respect of the Alpha Bank loan in the amount of 96,000 euros. Foreign exchange result for the fourth quarter was a loss of 327,000 euros, compared to a net foreign exchange gain of 948,000 euros in the fourth quarter of 2012. Since the beginning of the year, the RON appreciated by 1.3%, while during the period, the RON or Romanian leu has remained relatively flat against the euro. The main items that generate foreign exchange differences are the intercompany loans and the loan taken from Alpha Bank in the principal amount of euro 11.6 million, plus its accrued interest to date. The company's policy is to hedge these effects by retaining most of its cash in euros and also by denominating all receivables in euros. Although not reflected from an accounting perspective, in real estate, transactions are denominated in euro and payments made at the exchange rate ruling at the date of payment, hence reducing the risk of cash losses due to the exchange rate movements. Total assets stand at 33,864,000 euro. Total liabilities, which consist mainly of the Alpha Bank loan of 11.6 million euro, stand at 12,179,000 euro, and the total equity is 21,688,000 euro. Please turn to page 9 for an overview of the Romanian's main macro figures. Based on recent Eurostat data, gross domestic product or GDP in the euro area grew by 0.3% in the fourth quarter of 2015 compared to the previous quarter. In this context, Romania recorded the strongest growth increase in both Q4 and for the whole of 2015. Its GDP grew by 3.5% last year, according to preliminary estimates of the National Statistics Institute. Compared with the third quarter, the Romanian economy grew by 1.7% during the period. Both annual and quarterly growth are the highest since 2008. For 2014, the government and the IMF project a growth rate of 2.2%. Other major improvements were related to the country's internal balances, namely price stability and budget balance. Romania completed an EU excessive deficit procedure, and the annual CPI index reached a low 2.5% at the end of 2013. On page 10, you can find a list of the top 20 shareholders of Romreal. The top 20 shareholder list is publicly available information and has been printed here as a service to investors. If you turn over to the next page, the company has set 5 main areas of focus. The objective of the company for 2014-2015 is to maintain a reasonable financial position that will allow it to sustain its operations and to closely follow the trend as it appears that the market shows some signs of recovery. The management is proactively seeking to procure buyers for its plots through its network of contacts in Romania and abroad, and by dealing with incoming requests from interested parties. In addition to selling plots, the company is seeking to add incremental value to individual plots during the period in which they are part of the land bank, up until a potential sale is completed. This value is formed by adding value like upgrading planning permissions, maintenance of plot surfaces, buildings, fencing, and similar. Management will also attempt to create income from the plots in its land bank by renting it out to third parties for commercial use, structured in a way so it does not prevent or interfere with an eventual sale of the plots. The management believes that more plots will be sold within the year as a result of the well-coordinated marketing efforts. This concludes our presentation for today. Thank you for participating. This presentation will shortly be uploaded to our homepage, www.romreal.com, for your convenience. We will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. We wish you a good day.
Thank you, Harry. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining and have a very good day.